it seems ridiculous to make people believe that Russia is about to attack us. Why should they? You have to use your common sense and reason. You have to reason here. For instance, this double agent that was poisoned, I mean, whose interest was that in? Definitely not Putin's 1 week before his election. just try to reason. But it was actually in the interest of the UK. Things are not going so well for Theresa May. So there are a lot of, you know, political aspects within their own circle, which was actually could, you know, they could be interested in a kind of accident like this. So you have to think a little bit and say, okay, who is this? I mean, who could be interested in this? And it was, this time it was definitely not the Russians. And this double agent, he has no important information. He was a nobody. And I mean, the UK reacts like it was an attack on the whole or the entire nation. I mean, the man had no information that was usable for anybody. I mean, it's completely absurd. It's completely absurd. It's just another provocation. They want to provoke Russia as much as possible.
Yes, yes.
You know, I was at a conference some weeks ago about whether there is a new Cold War. And there was a Russian director from a think tank in Moscow. And he said, I can't even remember during the Cold War when the tensions were quite... there were a lot of tensions between East and West that we have had this level of provocations. Because back in the old Cold War, there were certain rules to be followed. There were certain systems of communication, and everybody knew that you had to follow these rules so that things would not spin out of control. And people really respected that on each side, both the West and East. This does not exist anymore. We have no deals, we have no rules. And it means that it is very dangerous to start to provoke and actually provoke a war. Because now there are no rules to be followed. They're just like mad. It's madness.
Because it
is two nuclear powers that are provoking each other. Well, and that's really not a good idea without any kind of rules.
It used to be said that the Communist Party, and even Tranholm is my special guest here on the Dudemaker Skype line, live from Copenhagen, Denmark. It used to be said back during the Cold War even that the KGB and the Russians and the Communists were using what were called useful idiots. Well, today the entire Western world via social media has about 30 million useful idiots. And they're out there on their keyboards right now thinking that all the propaganda that they've heard is true. They're making warlike actions and threats against the president of the Russian Federation and anyone else that they think poses a threat to this alleged American hegemony that we have. Now, I know you got to go because you got to get across country. So before you go, just a couple of quick follow-up questions. Last year when you and I met, or 2 years ago, it was because you said that truth was becoming almost impossible to write about and people were not living lives that were based on truth in the EU anymore. Has it gotten better or worse?
Worse.
That was quick. An example, maybe.
No, I think, of course, there are a lot of people who are able to reason and to think themselves. But I think there is a huge propaganda going on social media, as you just mentioned. So it's very hard now nowadays to be able to distinguish or to discern what is false and what is right. I mean, it's very, very difficult. I normally say that you need to believe in God because God is truth. So you need to be connected to God to understand. Or I would say you need his light. You need his light to understand when people are trying to fool you or when something is really not true.